Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our Loud and Local Band of the Week, and this week, it's Cashing in Karma. Loud and Local Band of the Week, Cashing in Karma. You want to find out how to get their music, where they might be playing, just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Get their music wherever you get your music, on all the streaming platforms, including their record that they put out a few years ago called Down the Rabbit Hole.
And if you're loving local music, oh, you're going to love Loud and Local. And that's a show we have every Sunday night at 8 o'clock right here on The Rock. Two solid hours of Pacific Northwest music, bands like Cashing in Karma. Friday, everyone. Go out there and have fun.
Yeah.
All right. Because it's Friday.
Woo.
We just said and played a whole song about it. So let's get to our contestant today. We've got Brad on Whidbey Island. Brad, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. Goodbye. For those playing at home, B-Rad will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Brad, you can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
The frozen yogurt store chain TCBY stands for what? What automobile company makes the Camaro?
Chevrolet.
Yes. Terry Crews did commercials for what deodorant company?
Old Spice.
Yes. Room 237 is a documentary about which horror film?
Repeat?
Room 237 is the documentary about which horror film?
The Shining?
Yes. Hope Solo is known for playing what sport?
Volleyball.
No.
Skiing.
No.
Hope. Pass.
How many strings does the standard electric guitar have?
Six.
Yes. Hilary Swank starred in Million Dollar What?
Baby.
Yes. On the Academy Awards statue, what is Oscar standing on?
A podium?
No.
Pass.
Who was the director of Interstellar and The Dark Knight?
Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, what was that?
Christopher Nolan?
No. 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Oh, well.
Christopher Nolan.
Yep. Not the Christmas Christopher there.
Right.
So, it was close. But yeah. No cigar.
What are you gonna do?
That might be the way you lose there, buddy. Unfortunately,
yeah, I should have known that being a Batman fan.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. See that? I know. See, when you get on the phone and the clock is ticking, you know your brain just stops working.
Yeah, sometimes you got them brain farts.
When you're doing it at home, that's for sure.
Exactly,
yeah.
Steve.
Yeah.
You're not doing it at home.
No, that'd be weird if I was.
But are you ready? The frozen yogurt store chain TCBY stands for what?
The country's best yogurt.
Yes. What automobile company makes the Camaro?
Chevy.
Yes. Terry Crews did commercials for which deodorant company?
Old Spice.
Yes. Room 237 is a documentary about which horror film?
Debbie Does Dallas.
No, that's not a horror film.
Oh, I think it's a horror film. Mm. Sorry. Shining.
Yes. Hope Solo is known for playing what sport?
Goalie for soccer.
Yes. How many strings does the standard electric guitar have?
Six.
Yes. Hilary Swank starred in Million Dollar What?
Baby.
Yes. On the Academy Award statue, what is Oscar standing on?
A garbage pail.
No.
Nice.
A podium?
No.
The Tears of Steven Spielberg.
No. Who was the director of Interstellar and The Dark Knight?
Oh, Christopher Nolan?
Yes. What is the point value for each of the vowels in a board game Scrabble?
I don't know, 5?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You win 8-5.
Sorry, Brad.
Good game, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
There you go.
Yeah, it really wouldn't have mattered because he only had 5 correct, but he said Christopher Nolan.
Oh.
Yeah. And then realized he said it wrong, and then, yeah, womp, womp. Nice.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
This will get you pumped up for a Friday.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm the best.
Man.
I'm the best.
So I said Hilary Swank's from Bellingham. Steve, you're going to be in Bellingham. You're going to lose. No championship for you.
Wow. There's a nice relate right there.
That's a good relate. Although I disagree with the last part of that text.
Exactly.
Tomorrow night in Bellingham at the Fraternal Order of Eagles.
Have you been up there before?
Yeah, multiple times.
Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Great crowd. Always a good time. Very excited. I think there's only like 10 or so tickets left. So if you're planning on going, just go to 5CC Wrestling.
Yes.
You only need the seat, the edge of it. Wait, that's not how it works.
That's how exactly it goes.
Too early for those kind of things.
We'll sell you the seat. You only need the edge.
That's it, Rev. Boom.
Yeah. 5CC Wrestling.
See you there tomorrow night.
Anybody care about the point value for one of the vowels of the board game Scrabble?
10?
Nope. You might as well tell us.
It's 1.
Oh,
because
vowels 1.
Yeah, each vowel is only worth 1 point because they're very much needed in most words. So
okay,
they're used all the time. And then on the Academy Awards statue, what is Oscar standing on?
I would just say a stage, but I don't know.
No, it is not.
Soapbox?
No,
I know what it is. It's on film reels, isn't it?
It's on a reel of film. I think they need to change it now to an ice cream cookie there. Yeah. I think that would be way better.
I want to see this now. I mean, I've always just thought it was like kind of like just a base to the stand. I didn't even think it meant anything.
Yep, just a reel of film there.
That's what it is.
And congratulations on your win, Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, this is, I have to tell you, I don't know if he's getting any money for this. I hope he is. Because the idea that everyone was Rickrolling everyone has really been pretty amazing for Rick Astley. Because, you know, that big his big hit in 87, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yeah, and people have used it to Rickroll people. Just say, click on this link, and it's a great link about this or that. And it's always just him going, Never Gonna Give You Up. And it has reached over 1 billion views on YouTube.
Well, if it says YouTube page, he's making money off of the views.
So that I don't know. Is it? Is that where we're getting, these Rickrolls from?
We should check the YouTube page and see how many he views his YouTube version of Never Gonna Give You Up, because you're right. There's a lot of dummy, quote-unquote, YouTube pages, so when you click on it, you're thinking about to watch a video of a funny cat, playing on a Roomba or something like that. When you click on the video, it's just someone just took Never Gonna Give You Up and put it into the video.
Yeah. So
how many views does Never Gonna Give You Up have? Oh, it has over a billion. Yeah. So his music video has a billion views. So we're not even counting
his.
Yes.
Whoa.
That's a lot of money, I'd imagine. And then the streaming, he probably gets a ton of money from that because people will listen to the song.
Yeah, I've got to be thinking that, based on their own policies, what do they pay out for a billion streams?
At least $15.
At least $15.
Well, as of 2010, he had received the pricely sum of $12. And that is because he didn't actually write the song. He only receives a performer share of the sound recording copyright.
Who wrote the song, and how happy are they? They probably the ones that invented the Rickroll.
Oh, yeah, dude. You're right.
Oh, my gosh. I would. Whoever that person is, I'd knock on his door and punch him. Like, thanks for making me a huge star, but I'm mad at you. I shouldn't be mad at you because I agreed to this, but I'm still mad at you.
Usually songwriters don't get this kind of action, as far as I know. I mean, to be able to get like that much money for the play.
And again, this is just one of those net worth website places, but a few of them have him listed as a net worth anywhere between $16 to $20 million. So I don't know how upset he is.
Not bad.
Because he's probably making something from this.
Right. Stock Aitken Waterman is their songwriter.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, what I want to know is like how much gets paid out by YouTube for a billion views, if we can figure that out.
I wonder.
I feel like part of me feels like it could be like a million, a million bucks.
But I wonder with a billion views, like because it's his YouTube page, so he would get the money for it. I mean, I'm sure he'd have to share it with whoever, but you know what I mean? It's his page.
That's an interesting point, Steve. Yeah, it is his page, which means YouTube, by law, YouTube's got to give him the money because it's his page.
Right, so then it's up to him to I don't know what kind of agreement he has based on YouTube views. Like, I mean, that's a whole, that could be a part of the contract that was never even considered when they first wrote the song, there was no YouTube.
According to Google, a video like Gangnam Style with a billion views would earn about $7.8 million.
Wow. So how about that? If his net worth is $20 million, he almost got half of that with that whole YouTube page and those videos. That's almost half of that.
Not to mention, he's kind of become, I'm not going to say like he's a rock star again, but he's got a resurgence with the Foo Fighters doing stuff with him. He does concerts. I think he probably has more appearances because of this. I mean, this is probably the coolest thing ever. Like the fact that people use this song as a way to prank each other, it's put him back on the map.
Yeah, he's been very cool about it. He was on Twitter. He said, "Hey, man, this is mind-blowing. The world is a wonderful and beautiful place, and I am very lucky." Yes, you're about $7.8 million lucky if we had to believe what YouTube, Google's saying.
I mean, went from a guy that was pure obscurity, one-hit wonder at best, to now all of a sudden, it's a cultural phenomenon.
That's great. I mean, I hope he gets all that money.
Or a generational phenomenon.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, hopefully, he shares a little bit of the wealth with the songwriter since he didn't write it. But boy, that's a nice windfall.
They got plenty of money from him.
Oh, did they get plenty of money? All right. Well, as long as you figured that out. I didn't know you knew the people. All right.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
We need to figure out how to make a video that gets a billion views then.
Well, we've got a video of it. What? The Sun Chip? What do we get from the Sun Chips? Nothing.
$0. I'm talking about we got to do something on YouTube that gets us a billion views.
Why don't we just take the Sun Chips video and put it on YouTube and see what happens?
We tried that. Nothing happened.
Oh, nothing happened? YouTube didn't pick up on it like Facebook?
No, it was lightning in the bottle, man.
I don't know what to do to make YouTube people happy. I know how to be. I mean, you know how to make Facebook people happy.
No, I don't. I have no idea how that worked.
Well, at least it happened.
I had no idea how it happened.
Yeah. Well, in that case, we're screwed because I've never seen anybody I know do that well with YouTube. Maybe somebody has in our business, but I haven't seen it that I know of.
Yeah, because what would be 11 million views? If it was 11 million views on YouTube.
Oh, that's like six figures. Yeah. If you get 11 million views, you probably get six figures.
Wouldn't it have been funny if that actually did happen? Because I made that like in real time on my cell phone and just posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Honestly, I did it because I was like, being told I need to post more on my page. I'm like, fine. I just put that stupid video up there because I was like, it's something I did on Snapchat. And and it would have gotten me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I bet it would have got you between, I don't know, $500,000 and $800,000 is what I'm going to go with.
Well, according to a Redditor who kind of did the research, they said for every 1 million views, it's about $12,000 U.S. give or take.
Really? Times that by 11.
Why are you asking me to do math?
One second. You can do it. Oh,
I
that's
can do 12,000 times.
So actually, it's actually under 500,000.
Oh, yeah, that's not worth my time.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. Yeah, I know it's
what am I going to do with $500,000, BJ?
Yeah, it's six figures. It's just probably, you know, like, you know, probably 200 something, maybe, if you're lucky. If you're lucky.
So I said we should have you riding a donkey singing Dominic the Donkey, and that would get us 1 billion views.
Oh, my gosh, please. Steve can edit it, add in special effects. We've already established this.
Yep.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are high this morning because, you know, they probably work in graveyard and just got off recently, and they're just very high.
It's that's Friday, all. So, you know.
Yeah, that's what it is. And, yeah, going into the weekend, yeah, because that's a terrible idea. But thanks for coming by, though. Appreciate it. How about this? It is time for Listeners on the Loose. If anyone's got any million-dollar ideas, we'll take them. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about. You want me riding donkeys? Fine. Ha! You can talk about it. I ain't doing it, but you can talk about it. Your calls, your texts, we got them at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock at 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, very excited that our next guest is coming back home and performing at the Climate Pledge Arena in January, and tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. So please welcome to the show our good bud, Joe Coy.
He's back!
Ooh, I'm back!
Wow. Ever since the last time we talked to you, I wasn't sure we'd ever see you again. I thought you would be, you know what happens? You become a successful comic, you go find some place. I mean, maybe you want to go to some South American country, go deep in the Amazon, never to be heard from again. I thought that's what was going to happen to you.
That's crazy, because right now I'm actually in the Amazon taking this call on a cell phone.
Wow, that's amazing service.
So I got to ask you, I was thinking about you yesterday when I knew we were going to have you on, and I was just thinking about, like, you know, when we first met you.
And hold on, I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm just going to say thank you so much for always thinking of me when I'm not even around.
All the
that
time.
That makes me happy.
At least once a month you're on my mind.
Wow.
But I was thinking about, man, like, you know, I remember when we first had you on, you talk about, like, you know, we were working at Nordstrom selling shoes, and obviously, like many comics are around here grinding it out, just trying to get, like, mic time, probably at, like, a place like the Comedy Underground and places like that. And now here we are, you're going to be performing at the place that used, you know, well, obviously a new arena, but still kind of the place where the Sonics, and you were a huge Sonics fan, an arena in Seattle that will most likely sell out. That's got to be such a trip to think about from your early days of doing comedy to where you are now.
How crazy that I was 15 years old and I remember sitting 15 rows from the stage watching Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
I went to Raw in the same arena. And I just remember as a kid looking up to the, like, you know, section 300, just going, like, I can't believe this guy got this many people in here. You know what I mean? And now here I am getting ready to play. This is a dream come true. Unbelievable.
It's nuts. It's so awesome. Hey, it's so well deserved.
It was crazy. It was on pre-sale Wednesday. And we're already at 70% capacity.
Wow.
Unbelievable, man.
Wow.
And now it goes on general on sale at about 10, I think 10 a.m. This is crazy. The show's not even until January, man. Like, this is nuts.
I legit got goosebumps when you just said that, man. That's so freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
great. We were saying the same thing. We were all just tripping yesterday. Like, it's pre-sale. It's like, we're at 70%, man. Like, I mean, Seattle's my home, and you know, I my childhood, the reason why I'm a comic is because of Seattle, and you know, the Sonics were my everything growing up, and it's just like, this is crazy that I'm telling you guys, dreams come true, because I dreamt of playing, you know, back in the day it was called Key Arena, but Climate Pledge Arena is just, this is nuts. This is actually happening. And, man, I'm pinching myself right now just talking to you guys. And not only that, I'm on KISW. It's like, come on, dude! Like, this.
I mean,
is
that
nuts.
Really is.
I thought that was going to be the kiss of death, and it clearly we're not as bad luck as we thought we were.
Not at all. Are you kidding me?
I told you.
We made his career. We made Joe's career. I don't know if you know that. We totally made his career.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not,
that's why he's so.
You guys.
I mean, we got a call from the mayor, you know, of Honolulu, who was just basically like, I don't know who this Joe Coy guy is. I go, listen, give the kid a chance. He might be able to sell some tickets.
Yeah, give him a shot.
Yeah, give him a shot. And you sold a couple tickets out there. I don't know. A couple thousand, hundred. I mean, you sold 11 sold out shows. You got your own damn day in Hawaii named after you. I mean, Joe, Steve is right. It's just incredible. And you got your own Funko Pop, which, I mean, this is insanity. What is happening? I remember you when you were... I really don't remember you at all. I mean, I don't know who I'm talking to right now, to be honest with you. That's my own problem.
Just look at Steve and go, oh, that's Joe right there.
That's who it is.
Well, you have to put the mustache and the beard kind of thing on there, man. I can't lie and say it is me on this Funko Pop. Or I have to grow facial hair. My wife doesn't want me to do that.
Yeah, what's going on with that, Joe? You getting, is that your, hey, ladies?
He's trying to distance himself from me. That's what he's trying to do.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, this facial hair. What's the facial hair,
Joe?
You
know what it is? I'm gonna tell you the absolute truth. I got a double chin now, and if you grow facial hair, you don't see it.
Oh,
that's the truth, man. Anyone with a beard usually has a double chin, and that's all that is.
Joe, did you have a say in like how the Funko Pop? I'm kind of, it's so cool like that. You do have a Funko Pop. Did you have any say like how it would look, what it would be wearing? Like, how does that even work?
It was so crazy. Like, I was performing in San Francisco. And Chase Arena is where I was at, and the owner was there, and he was a fan, and they brought me in, and they let me be part of the whole the building process and what it looked like, and they, you know, I got to approve every single detail on the Funko Pop. It was amazing.
Wow!
And I'm about to release another one. I got another one coming out, which is so cool, man. It's just like it's unreal. I'm going to do the convention too, the Comic-Con.
Really?
And I'm coming in for Funko. Yeah, they're going to bring me in for that. It's so cool to be part of that family. They're so nice over there.
Well, yeah, and of course, that's a great company too, man. And the place up in Everett is unbelievable. And
they got the Funko shirt that comes along with it. It says Josep, and it's got you as the Funko Pop on there as well. It's not just the Funko Pop itself, but all the merch as well.
I want that shirt.
I'm coming up there. When I come up there, I want to go into when I come up to Seattle, I want to come into the studio, if you don't mind, and bring you guys everything. I'm going to bring you all that stuff.
All right, hold on a second.
Yes.
Even though, I mean, you've got a great career and you're probably going to sell out Climate Pledge, I don't know, come in the studio,
probably,
Steve?
I will.
I don't know. Is he that big of a guy to come in the studio?
BJ, you can stay home for that day if you want. Yes, open door for Joe Coy all the time.
All right, fine. I suppose we'll let it. I mean, we usually only do that for A-listers, but all right, Joe, fine. I mean, usually guys that have accomplished something in the business, fine, let them in. You know, we can make this exception. So, Joe, what is going on? Because I you're the kind of guy that all the success, everything you may have, the other stuff that'll come your way, you're still going to be Joe Coy. I mean, that is the one thing we love about you, is that every time we talk to you, it is like we're just talking to the dude who's just working at Nordstrom. I mean, which doesn't always happen to people that have the success that you have.
I love it, man. I just love what I'm doing. And it's like, I don't understand when people get into a crabby state of mind. I don't understand.
Yes,
like,
Steve.
I'm living a dream. It's a childhood dream. I love talking to people on radio. I love going into the studio. I love every aspect of my job. So that's what it is. I truly am in love with what I do. So, yeah, I don't know any other way to explain what it is, but I enjoy what I do.
How's the family? Because I know I know that you're worried that the kid was going to just like basically just bleed you dry, maybe, you know how like kids can do. How's everybody in the family thinking of Joe Coy, the way Joe Coy
be? They're loving me right now. I flew everybody to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
What?
So they're really in love with me now. Uncle Joe is the greatest relative in the family right now. I flew every niece and nephew out there for 2 weeks.
Steve, we need to get adopted quick. I didn't know that was going to happen.
More kids, by the way.
What's your favorite thing to do while you're in Hawaii?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. The family dinners were my favorite, man. Having everybody in the family and just having a good time. It was, you know, when you're on the road, it's lonely, and I'm by myself, and I don't have my family with me, and those moments I treasured the most, being able to be in one room together, laughing and having a good time. And man, we shut down every restaurant that I went to.
And you know, Joe, a family dinner in Hawaii, I mean, unless you are a complete just cantankerous, just miserable person,
BJ,
you're in Hawaii, even me, Steve, you're in Hawaii, those are pleasant family dinners. It's unlike like family dinners that happen over the holidays. So you're getting them, hopefully, in the best mood, and it has to be a great feeling having a family dinner in Hawaii.
Oh, it was so unbelievable. We didn't want it to end, man. I remember the last night, we were just like, oh, we did not want to leave, but I told everybody, I go, this is just another chapter, and we're going to do this again, and we're going to actually do it more this time. I don't want to wait a year. I want to start doing it twice a year because
those
moments I treasure the most. Treasure those moments the most.
So 2-week vacations from Joe Coy twice a year, I'm in. All right, what do I got to do? That's a great deal. I am sure I'm your long-lost aunt from somewhere, Joe. You got to have some old miserable person from your life that you know.
I just pulled up Ancestry.com, BJ. You're right there. It says BJ Coy.
Wow, I knew it. Yeah, I knew it. You have my eyes.
Yeah, I didn't get the talent, but I got your eyes. That's what's important.
Joe, last time we talked to you, I think it was we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of KSW, and right before we ended the chat, because I know you have your book out, but you mentioned that you were working on a television show as well. Do you have any more information?
Well, I was working on a movie. I couldn't announce it, but it was the movie with Steven Spielberg.
That's right. That's what it was.
And any movement on that anything you can say?
Yeah, I can release all information now. It was under, I couldn't tell you guys that much back then, but now I can tell you that the movie's done. We shot it. Took us about 3 months to shoot. Wow. And Steven is giving me everything. He's giving me the red carpet. They already released a date. It's going to be a theatrical worldwide release. It's not going to go streaming. It's going to actually go in theaters. And that starts April 2022. And the name of the movie is Easter Sunday in... It's based on my family. It all takes place in one day, and I can't wait for you guys to watch it. It's gonna be. I will send you guys the merch too for Easter Sunday. The hoodies are beautiful, and it was just an amazing experience, man.
Tia Carrera's in it.
Tia Carrera's in it. Everyone that I grabbed a hold. You know what's crazy? I was part of the casting portion of the movie too, and so was Steven. Steven was really active in the casting of the movie as well. And, I got some hitters in there, and a lot of my friends were in it, so that I got to put in that, did me a solid and got in the movie, you're going to be surprised who I got on this.
Fantastic,
I got some cameos that you're going to be surprised.
Oh, I love this. Man, just another great chapter in this amazing career. That is so awesome. Steven Spielberg did your movie. Wow.
Joe, were you crushing on Tia Carrera like I was when I was a kid? Did you crush on Tia Carrera like I was when I was a kid? I was obsessed with Tia Carrera.
Tia is so amazing. That was the first person I said when we wrote the character of my aunt and my mom. Both, either one, I kept telling casting that I wanted to bring Tia in. I go, we have to just get Tia in this movie. She deserves it. She's going to crush it. And that's exactly what she did.
So
she absolutely murdered this character.
Oh, man. There's a lot going on in the world of Joe Coy. And, of course, one thing is that before they go, because they are going to go, Joe Coy's Funny is Funny World Tour at the Climate Pledge Arena. It's Saturday, January 22nd. And you're thinking, well, it's January. But let me tell you, it's already 70% done. And tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. So you've only got 30% of the tickets to shoot for before January. So you better get them done now.
Isn't that crazy, you guys? Like, legit, pre-sale was at 70%, and that was only one day of sales. Like,
oh man,
on pre-sale, and now this is crazy. And thank everybody in Seattle. I love my Seattle fan base, and it just feels extra special because I legit grew up there, and that's when I fell in love with stand-up. And now I can't wait to come home and just crush it for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to have you.
By the way,
I'm
working on a new Netflix special. I just signed another deal with Netflix for another hour, so you guys get to see the hour before anybody else.
This is, dude, I am so proud and so happy for you. I really, really couldn't happen to a nicer guy. And you've always been good to us too, Joe. So we are, Steve and I both, just really stoked for how things are going for you, man. And
just tell Tia Carrera I said hi. She doesn't know me, but I just tell her.
Done.
I said hi.
I'm sure she wants to hear from Steve. Come on, Joe. If you tell her she looks just like you, I think that's got to do something, right?
Nothing.
Well, how about when the movie drops, I call in with Tia.
Wow.
I'll be too starstruck to talk. That's putting me in a really weird spot there, Joe.
He'll be like Chris Farley. It'll be a Chris Farley moment from Saturday Night Live. You remember that time, TV?
Remember Wayne's World? That was cool.
Remember? That was cool, huh? Yeah.
Remember all those posters of you on my wall? Oh, wait, you don't know those. This is awkward. Gotta go.
Well, Joe Coy, tickets on sale today. Where do you get those tickets, Steve? I don't see it on my sheet. Just wherever they sell tickets?
Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster, and you can go to JoeCoy.com.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good stuff. JoeCoy.com. Why not? All right. Joe,
I'm really tripping on this. So
we are so happy for you. We will have you in studio we'll be talking to you when the movie drops. We'll have you in studio before the concert. We'll probably have you on before. We're going to have you on a lot just because you're doing a lot, and it's going to be fun.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm serious about this KISW. You don't understand. When I was a kid, I used to get so jealous when I would see kids running around with KISW shirts. So, like, this is a dream come true as well, just being a part of your family and always, you guys always taking me in and promoting me. Even when I was at the smaller venues, you guys always took me in and embraced me. So, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. And you know what, Steve? I mean, he's been dreaming about having a KISW shirt. Let's get him one and just charge him the wholesale price.
I want the hoodie. The shirt's cheap. I want hoodie, you guys.
All right. Well, the hoodie's a little bit more. That's going to cost a little bit more, Steve. Well, I think we have to charge him full price for that.
You guys.
I think we got to charge him full price
for
that.
It'll cost you two Funko Pops.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm not bringing Tia unless I get a hoodie.
Yo, I'll get you a whole tracksuit if you're bringing Tia.
Jeez. Wow. Well, you know what? Our price just went down. Joe Coy's Funny is Funny World Tour at the Climate Pledge Arena. Get your tickets wherever you get tickets. Ticketmaster. They go on sale at 10 o'clock today. It's going to be January 22nd is when they're going to have it at Climate Pledge. Joe, we love you, brother. Don't forget, tweet him at Joe Coy, and we'll be talking to you soon, Joe.
I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Man, I'm telling you, what's going on? I mean, everything's going on for him, Steve. Everything. All right, you pick the topic, you guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's see. We got your calls. We got your texts. You know, when we get back, I don't know how long, but it'll be sometime soon.
There you go. 937.
There you go. Oh, there it is.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, make sure you follow Steve's rule.
It has to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we'll have to gong ya. And then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
I just got a text message that says, "Hi, it's Dan in Renton. Guys, I just want to let you know that I'm helping get some kicks for kids. I just donated $69 to Mary's Place, and yes, I still plan on donating again on the 6th and the 9th. Oh, it's that guy. So if I donate 69 three times, how much is that, Migs? Happy Friday. Rock on. You got to be kidding me. You're going to ask me to do math?
Well, I mean, it's, what,
I think I got it.
Yeah, go ahead, Rev.
207.
Woo! Good job, buddy. That's what I came up with.
All right, cool. Yeah. I was at 180, and I was going to start. Now I was going to do 3 times 9.
Yep,
I,
yep.
Yeah.
That's how you get it.
Yeah. I was just going to say it's nice 3 times.
It is nice 3 times. I think that's the actual, that's the proper answer in math.
Yes.
That's the best way to answer that one.
Nice cubed.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 779. By the way, if you want to donate, go to KISW.com today to make the donation. Every dollar does count.
Yep, click on the Kicks for Kids logo, and you'll be able to help put brand new shoes on a bunch of kids that are in need here in Washington State. It's very cool. And they get to pick what type of shoes they want. It's not like we're just like, here, these are the shoes I like. You get to wear them. Like, Rev's not going to hand them Crocs, like if they, unless they want Crocs. Which,
yeah, if they want Crocs, I
guess. Then we need to sit them down and have a talk.
Hey, yeah, we do. Yeah.
It's rude.
So I want to say, hey, I love Joe Coy. I stumbled upon him when trying to find something to watch on Netflix. My wife and I were in tears laughing the entire time, looking for more things to watch him in. And hell, you can watch him live at the Climate Pledge Arena in January. It's crazy to think, man, that...
Yeah.
We were talking about that while the Foo Fighters were playing. It's nuts to think that someone, one person, in front of a crowd, a sold-out crowd in an arena. And you know what I mean? Like, you think about music or a sport or something like that. Okay, I get it. But, like, one man doing comedy and he's selling out in an arena, that's just a testament to, like, how funny and how talented he is.
And I would argue that it's even tougher today. Like, when the guys like, you know, Andrew Dice Clay and Sam Kinison did it, there wasn't as much entertainment that you could get in your home the way you can get it mm-hmm. on your home and on your phone. So the fact that he's selling out arenas in this particular, you know, day and age is very, very impressive, because it doesn't happen anyway, the Dane Cooks of the world. But even then, all of those folks I mentioned didn't have what's going on today for entertainment on your phones and tablets and everything, and yet Joe Coy is still selling out arenas. Very impressive.
Well, it's a trip that I think about. I'm like, I remember Joe doing like comedy clubs, and they'd do like, you know, he would do like what a lot of comics would used to do. They'd come to town, they'd do 2 nights on Friday, 2 nights on Saturday, and maybe a day on Sunday. And you're like, that's impressive if you sell all those out. But that's like 100, 200 capacity. I remember he was doing like the Snoqualmie Casino or other casinos, you know, like, damn, Joe, things are looking good for you. Only have to do one show. Then next thing you know, he's doing Showwear Center. And I'm like, that's, and selling it out. And now a big ass arena like the Climate Pledge Arena, that's pretty dang cool.
Yeah. And 11 shows in a row in an arena of a similar size in Hawaii.
Yeah, but then you had to be stuck in Hawaii for like 12
days. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. That's a
that's a chore. Yeah. Hey, so that's a question based on all that. It says, if you were to perform at a sold out arena, what would you be doing? Would you be performing music, comedy, or what?
Well, I think for me, probably would be comedy. I don't know what else I would do. It's the only thing I was doing before radio, so I would say comedy.
You could do like dance.
Oh, yeah. Like I mean, you did strip that one time.
Yeah, that was all comedy.
Yeah, it'd be like Thunder from Down Under. It'd be Thunder from Mercer Island.
if you've seen me dance, comedy. Yeah, I mean, really, comedy is the umbrella it all falls under.
I'm torn. Would I want to do music? Because it'd be pretty sick to be able to perform at an arena. Or do I want to do wrestling?
Yeah,
I'd only go wrestling.
How about a little bit of both? You start performing and then you go out, rip, get off out of your drums and then just tackle somebody.
If we can make that happen, yes, Vicky.
Yes. All right.
Here's the thing. I think you definitely had a chance to perform on a gigantic stage performing with STP. I don't think you've done that level of a performance with wrestling yet.
No. The most I've wrestled in front of was 700, which was insane. Which was just
that's a hell of a number right there.
For an indie crowd, that's pretty ridiculous.
Typically,
you're happy. Like recently, I did one in Spokane. It was like 300. And that was pretty crazy. But for the most part, you're usually doing about like 1 to 200 if you have a good night. So yeah, performing in front of an arena in front of that many people would be just bonkers.
Steve, it just reminds me of like everyone's dream was to do that at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah,
like that'd be tops. That'd be amazing.
All right, Rev, what about you?
Perform
an orgy?
Yeah, I would hands down. I don't even know if it was just like some sort of interpretive dance.
It's always the right answer, Steve.
Yes.
I would absolutely know. It would probably be, I mean, to be perfectly honest, it would probably be something like Doug Loves Movies or something along those lines.
Yeah. You kind of did that.
Steve was up there with me when we did the Neptune.
That was pretty cool.
Which was fantastic. So it would probably be something along those lines.
And you would kill. I mean, my memory serves me, you outperformed Steve and I.
Oh, hell yeah. He beat us.
Yeah.
Vicky.
Oh, boy. I'm afraid. Would you want to ask Vicky what she wants to do in front of people?
Is it an OnlyFans thing?
I'd say you have to pay for that. But if you had an arena, they're paying for that.
That's a good point. Boy, how about that would be the day for an OnlyFans person where they could rent out an arena and do whatever they want to do.
You could OnlyFans do like a, style. You could do like a burlesque show.
Ooh, that'd be fun. I've always wanted to try like going to a class and learning how to do that. It's beautiful.
You could do like a prop comedy show like Carrot Top, and instead of opening up a trunk full of stuff, you just take stuff out of your purse.
Come on, see what's in my purse.
Yeah. Best prop show ever.
The sad thing is that would probably sell better than all of ours.
100%.
So. Yeah, straight up.
Yeah, we're playing in front of nobody.
Yeah.
Vicky's going to have at least like the 100 level full.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And then I could do like a later show where it's like what's in my big old trunk, if you will.
Ah.
Oh, geez.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Danny, how about you? I'm assuming music?
Music.
Yeah,
it would have to be music. I wish that I could do like a cooking show or something, but I'm just not that great. So,
music. A cooking show in an arena?
Yeah.
We did go to see Guy Fieri once do a cooking show at the Moore Theater, and it was actually pretty entertaining.
No, it was super cool.
It was rock and roll. It was. I wasn't sure how he was going to pull it off, and it was a rock show. It was amazing.
And then, like at Universal Studios, they have like Emeril Live, where he like, or they used to anyway, where he would like cook in front of everyone. You could go watch him, and I think that would be fun. But I'm just not that great of a cook. So,
oh, that's the problem, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, just get into a band, and
so you should have
music.
Like you should have Joey behind the curtains cooking stuff for you. But it looks like it's you doing it.
Oh, I could use his hands. Like his hands will
like
be
like the Swedish Chef.
Yes, yeah.
And you gotta talk like herp, 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 herp.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, this is perfect. All right, this is what this. I just
better than I imagined.
Yeah, actually, I'd pay to see that.
Danny the Chef opening for Joey.
Or we could go. We could eat 100 chicken McNuggets in front of a sold out arena.
There it is.
That's worth everything.
Got your tickets.
Well,
BJ?
I mean, look, I'm not going to argue because I'm going to get to have chicken McNuggets.
That'll be a variety show. I mean, we'll do stuff to entertain people while we're eating those 100 chicken
nuggets.
Oh, we will.
Nuggets. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Although someone brought up a point because we were talking about how we would at least want to polish off 50 chicken McNuggets. And they said if you did the math calorie wise, it's 9,650 calories to eat 50 chicken McNuggets.
All for like an appetizer. That's crazy.
Yeah. So I think we got to eat clean for like 2 or 3 days before we do something like that.
Nothing.
Yeah, their math is wrong. Okay, wow. That can't be that much for an appetizer.
Imagine that. Like how many 10,000 calories in just one sitting. Like when you see people do those cheat meals, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah, well, they're working off. Well,
they've earned it, though.
Yeah, what have we done for it?
They're living in a way I don't even know how the body can work as well as they have it working. That 10,000 calories doesn't even faze them.
That's not even considering dipping sauces.
Oh man,
you can't 10, eat nuggets dry. That's terrible. Yeah.
I have. It's doable.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't want to do it, man.
No, I don't want to eat 50 chicken McNuggets without some sweet and sour sauce.
Right. Hot mustard.
Okay. All right. Well, we have our show. We have our traveling show.
Get your tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. to watch us eat chicken McNuggets at the Climate Pledge Arena.
So we don't really need a lot of people either, because all we need is enough people to buy tickets to pay for the McNuggets we want.
Really. Our production cost is rather low.
Very, very low. All right. Here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and a cat have in common? I'm going to tell you at 9:50 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a cat have in common?
I have a very rough tongue.
Oh, whoa.
You told me never to share that about you.
Yeah, that's...
It's like it's carpeted with Brillo.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of info.
Someone said they both make Steve's lap warm.
Okay, that's even more info.
Both poop in a box.
Oh, well, that we knew.
It has happened.
That's on the internet. Yeah.
And both love catnip.
Yeah. All right, nice. I love this story. The police in Spain got a bunch of noise complaints last Saturday. Some dudes, like, they look, man, they thought, hey, this guy's got his neighbor, his stereo up so loud, the neighbors can't sleep. So the cops are like, oh, there's probably a big party in this guy's apartment. They got there. Nobody was home. So it's like, well, then how did this stereo start blasting? And it turns out this guy's cat knows how to turn his stereo on and how to crank it up with its paws. It's able to get it all the way to 11.
Rip the knob off.
Yeah.
Did it mention what it was listening to? I bet that cat has terrible taste in music.
By Kitty. Yeah.
Kitty by the Presidents.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking that metal band Kitty.
Oh, yeah. Or P. Riot. Probably loves that band.
Faster Pussycat.
Oh, yeah, nice.
We could do this all day.
Yeah, we could. But
Cat Scratch Fever.
There we go.
Cats in the Cradle.
Okay. Good for you. Don't forget Cat Stevens. You know what? He's always.
See?
And don't forget Ryan Castle. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I did put my pants playing hockey before when I was in high school. I hope it doesn't happen in the ring. I've heard that happening to some guys.
Oh, you mean wrestling?
Yes.
Because you poop you don't have money. You don't have much on.
You got to hope that you're wearing like something that can hold stuff in. Otherwise.
Otherwise,
you become internet famous.
No.
Don't Google search that one.
You know, I got to wrestle tomorrow, and I think I've jinxed myself.
Oh, no. Steve's pooping his pants this weekend.
I'm winning the championship in Bellingham, and I'm pooping myself.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.